Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
In your face!
I love these guys.
Now, is it both? Is it both, Spice?
I'm waiting for confirmation.
I think it might be.
Hold on. Yeah, both.
Something special. Exclusive. For you. Something exclusive.
A pop up the box. Swing on a spring. Big Violent J with the axe out.
I got Shaggy and Violet on hold. Let me talk to them right now. Hold on. What's up, fellas? How are you? Shot out of a cannon this early in the morning. How are you guys?
What's happening, brother? How you doing?
Good. I got you and I got both of you with me today?
Yep, both of us.
I got the big-headed Violent J and the tapeworm Shaggy Two Dope.
The handsome, slender Shaggy Two-Dope.
That will go to your house with a pistol and put a gun to your head and take back like a washer and dryer that you're supposed that you're missing.
And the dirty clothes.
And the dirty clothes.
Hey, how's that case going, by the way, with that
yeah, last time we
the
had
armed,
you,
whatever the hell you had going
that's
on.
That's been done.
Okay, yeah. So that's finished.
Yeah, he had to do a couple gigs, and he got enough money to pay off the lawyer, and the lawyer made it go bye-bye.
Yeah.
Violent J doesn't get as many problems as Shaggy. Shaggy seems to get more problems than Violent. Violent's a little bit more even-keeled. How is that, Violent?
My problems, I got plenty of problems. You just don't hear about them.
Now, what's your biggest problem? I mean, obviously, besides the stuff with the gathering, what's the biggest problem in your life right now?
Baby mamas.
No, I don't have no baby mama problems.
That's me once again.
That's Shaggy. Shaggy goes, not only will I rob you with a pistol, but I'll also get you pregnant.
You put me on Front Street. I don't have any problems.
Yeah. Violet, what kind of problems is Violent J? You know, big ass head. What do you got? What kind of problems you got, buddy?
What's up with my head this morning?
Man, that's a big ass head.
Well,
I mean,
remember you in here, and I swear to God, dude, and I told you off air, you go, Spice, is my head really that big? I go, honestly, yeah, it's pretty big.
I mean, it's
well, how come I don't hear that every day? I only hear it
because
from you.
Because people
are afraid to tell you.
Yeah, people. I mean, with a name like Violent J, they think it might end up dead. I mean, then the Juggalos are going to get up on you. The Juggalos know that we can cut on you, and we're cool. I mean, you guys can make fun of us as well.
Well, perhaps I do have a big head. It is a size 8 on the hat.
Jesus.
Like Barry Bonds.
Can you imagine what his
that's unheard of. Hey. I don't have to specially order them or anything.
Here is, as we know, you guys are talking first on our show about this thing that went down on The Gathering. We got bitch-ass Method Man that's being a little bitch. I got this stupid bitch that virtually nobody knows of, this Tila Tequila. And you guys, let me just play a little snippet from what this dumb bitch is saying. Stand by.
It was very unorganized. The atmosphere was really violent.
You're dealing with an ICP Juggalo performance. There's nothing organized, and violence is the key. I mean,
you know, what is up with that unorganized? This event is well organized. It's totally, completely organized.
It's organized chaos is what it is.
I mean, and we thought, let me just say for the record, you know, for everybody that thinks we set her up like as if we knew she was going to get beamed, let me just say this. We figured, here you got sexy Tila Tequila doing songs. Her song, Can I Cuss?
Well, maybe.
Well, her song is called I Wanna Screw the DJ, you know?
Yeah.
So she's singing about sex. She's hot. We figured Juggalos would want to see that, would want to see her get up on stage. She's got these raunchy-ass lyrics, and she's hot, and she'll probably take her top off. We thought Juggalos would want to see that. You know what I'm saying? We thought that would work.
Yeah, but also to your credit, I think it might have been Shaggy walked up in there and said, listen, we've already paid you guys. We don't want our money back. That's not how we roll. I don't think that you should go up tonight because rumor has it is they're going to throw stuff at you. And I don't think, as being part of ICP, that you all need to go up there at all. Did you not say that?
No, I didn't talk to her beforehand. That's what was told to her, not me.
He didn't say that specifically, but yeah, she was told that,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody...
The whole hook was, and you know, before she came, and then at the last minute, she like switched it around, was talking all good. You know?
But what I'm trying to say is, you know, you're somebody with your camp, that has the authority, told her, listen, man, we're hearing rumblings from the Juggalos that it's not going to be good, and we're thinking, again, this person has this authority that you probably shouldn't go up there. And you've been paid. We don't want our money back. Let's just, you know, no big deal. And she said, no, I'm going up there. I mean,
yeah,
at that point.
And 2 hours late.
Hold on. Yeah, hold on.
Everybody was following the car, and we had no trailer whatsoever for the artists. So
like, this bitch is trailer worthy. I mean,
that's a whole phase lie anyhow.
You guys bring Vanilla Ice? Hey, I get it. That guy's trailer worthy. You guys need a trailer. This bitch needs a folding chair. I mean, you know, and a bottle of water. Stand by.
I said, we cannot stay in this car. We need to get somewhere safe. So they pushed us into the trailer. And one of the staff members came running inside looking horrified. And he was like, you guys shouldn't let her go on there.
All right. So now.
What trailer? I thought she said there wasn't a trailer.
Well, she said she got pushed in, but, I mean, guys, listen to what she just said. This is her own words. One of the staff members, which means they have the authority and they're considered staff, says to her, prior to going on stage, I don't think, this comes out of her own words, I don't think that you should be going on there. At that point, man, all bets are off. You guys covered your ass, in my opinion.
Yeah, mine too.
Hold on, stand by.
It's really dangerous out there, and they're ready to throw stuff at her and hurt her. And the staff told the promoter, whoever was in charge, to please don't let her go up there.
All right. So again,
please,
Manson. I mean, wouldn't logic say that a staff member told now even the promoter that says, please, don't let her go up there.
Don't let her go up there.
This dumb bitch, full of herself because she wants to have a song about screwing the DJ, thinks that the Juggalos are all churned up, Spice. You know, they're ready. It's a feeding frenzy. And this bitch thinks that she can win the Juggalos over.
Well, of course. Now, Violent J or Shaggy, did you guys know that really before this whole thing happened, did you know that she was going to get stuff thrown at her? I mean, like right before the show, right before she went on, did somebody in your camp come up and go, hey, just so you know, man, this chick's crazy going up there?
We heard the rumors, but we said something at our seminar earlier that afternoon. We asked everybody, please don't throw shit at her. You know, we asked everybody right at our seminar. You know, I just want to say because...
Everybody gets stuff thrown at them.
Seminar.
You guys get stuff thrown at you.
Absolutely.
I've been busting my head more times than I can count, you know?
Spicy's been busting in his head more times than he's pulled a pistol and put it at somebody's head.
but he's right now. And then, of course, Method Man, too. And,
oh, he's a punk-ass pussy.
Well, that's a weird thing, too, because I thought Method Man would be able to handle it a little better. Didn't you guys?
Yeah, that's a whole nother story. Now, see...
Method Man, he ain't got no cred. Stand by.
Yo, hold on. Yo. Who threw that
I'd be throwing stuff at him, Spice, because he's eating the mic. Learn how to work a mic, bitch. Stand by. Anyway, man, I would have.
Yeah, I mean, what happened with the that situation, guys?
Juggalos at the gathering are from all over the country, right? Every 30 seconds, those guys were yelling, Illinois! Illinois this and that. You know, they're addressing the crowd as Illinois when Juggalos travel far from all over the country or the world, in fact, to be there. So right there was letting everybody know that Meth and Red didn't even know where they were, what they were playing. Then, at one point, let me just say this, the crowd was chanting family at Meth and Red, which is the ultimate, you know, show of respect and love.
Right.
At which point, Red Man responded, F family, this is about hip-hop. So, in my opinion, the Juggalos showed great restraint and not throwing more stuff at him because...
I mean, they tried to throw the olive branch, the family olive branch, and he took a crap on it. I mean, at that point, all bets are off. Plus, the Juggalos don't want to be reminded they're in Illinois.
Now, when it came to the rest of the acts, like, was obviously, you know, everybody, like you said, everybody gets stuff thrown at them. But when it comes to the rest of the people that were there, besides Meth and besides Tila Tequila, was there anybody else that had any issues? Any other artists?
Nothing. You know, Method Man and Red Man called us in. We didn't actually see their show. We were in our bus getting ready, and they called us into their bus after the show. So we figured we were going to go in there and, you know, chop it up and whatever. They called us in their bus, and right when we walked in, they started yelling at us. Like, you know, I got to go home to my little girl like this. I'm bleeding out of my face.
And it was the biggest hole cut ever. It wasn't even a cut. It was like less than a cat scratch. It was nothing.
And he's like, you guys need to go out there and say something. You guys need to go out there and tell them something because this is, you know. And then they're like, Illinois sucks, you know. And we told them right on the spot. These people are from everywhere. They're not just from Illinois. They're from all over the country, you know. He's screaming at us, and
then Shaggy got the pistol out, and then he bitched out and left.
No, but, you know, it's funny, because keep in mind, you know, we're dealing with, Method Man. Who's
hardcore,
you know, Wu-Tang. I mean, come on, man. I thought...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I thought he was harder than that.
You guys are beef. You know how? And then when he said F family, this is about hip hop. How hip hop is suing somebody?
Yeah, that's gangster.
No, but you guys said you were chopping it up. Was it the cocaine or the cash? Which one?
We just figured it was gonna be all love, and instead we got lectured. You know, as if we have something to do with that. We don't. We can't control everybody. And like I said, the way they were acting up there, They're lucky it didn't get a lot worse, and I mean that, man.
Well, now here's Tila Tequila. I mean, she's quite the brain surgeon, Spice. Like if like she thinks that she's got a little bit of heat on her now. You know, the Juggalos. I mean, this was like almost this would be considered an olive branch offering the heat they got with her early on. If indeed this is her mentality, she has this bitch is the dumbest bitch in the entire world.
Right now, my attorney Alec Gutman is on the case right now. I'm hoping that this will be the last Juggalos gathering that they will ever have.
See, that's a big mistake.
Oh, those are big words.
I mean, you could not have thrown gasoline on the hornet's nets. And I mean, Spice. I mean, there's screw you, and then there's retarded.
Exactly.
Who would have thought, like, the whole gallon of Juggalos would have got took down by Tila Tequila?
Well, I mean, she's taking
that
down.
That really pissed me off to hear her say that. I didn't know she said that.
Oh, you didn't know. Let me play, Big Head, let me play it again for you. I mean, get them ears shined up. Listen to this.
Right now, my attorney, Alec Gutman, is on the case right now. I'm hoping that this will be the last Juggalos gathering that they will ever have.
Man, I would put that on your new album. I would open the album up with that right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what do you say to now after hearing that? If you could say something to Tila Tequila right now, what would you say to her?
It's pretty much that simple, isn't it?
Now, where the problem lies besides all that is the sheriff of Hardin County, where the gathering's held, he obviously doesn't want you guys there anymore either.
Man,
so what do you do?
We can find a new place, man. There's tons of places we could put this place. Hallie, what's that?
I said, we could do it here.
Yeah, we'll do it in Tampa, Florida, man. That's where all the hillbillies live, please.
Hey, you know, we'll take you up on that.
No, yeah. I mean, really, it's kind of a weird scenario
All we need is a big-ass field. That's all we need.
The only reason she got injured was she stayed up there.
Yeah.
Like a crazy bitch. She stayed up there.
And
she even took her top off, which further antagonized the crowd. Nobody wanted to see that. Everybody wanted to... Whatever, you know.
Well, here's the bottom line, man.
Nobody wanted
No, Shaggy. Shaggy, the only reason the dumb bitch got hurt is because she thought that she knew it all, and under the advisement of a staffer from the promoter, prior to her going on stage, she was told that it's not a good idea for you to go on stage.
See, my opinion is
That's why she got hit.
For publicity anyhow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why would you go up there when it's, like, raining rocks, you know?
Because she's an idiot, and she needs the rub. She needs the ICP rub. She's non-significant. You know, her 15 minutes is way over. Spice, didn't her lesbian bitch girlfriend die?
Yes, she did. And you know the best part about it.
And she tried to take down that the San Diego Charger guy.
Yeah, Merriman, I think.
Yeah,
it was.
What was that?
Sean Merriman.
Yeah, Sean Merriman.
But the thing about it, guys, and you know, Violent J, Shaggy, Tudub, you have to admit, or you might not want to admit it, but every juggalo that threw something at her did everything that society wants to do to her, but they did it for real. And it was, everybody's like going, everybody talked to goes, wow, I'm so glad they did that to her.
Yeah, sometimes juggalos have to do
for the country. It was
they got to do the dirty work.
If I saw Tila Tequila in the streets and I had the opportunity to throw urine at her, I probably would.
If we can just get the juggalos, if we could just get the next gathering to have Octomom as the opening act,
yes,
then we would be straight. If we could just have, you know, you could say, hey, listen, stupid ass reality star, you want to see how America really thinks about you? Go do some spoken word at a gathering. And you know what? If they like you, then you're pretty well doing okay. But sometimes we'll just warn you that sometimes the juggalo's truth hurts. Sometimes.
But isn't that kind of cool, though, that, I mean, you know, you got to know that society hates that bitch, right?
I know now.
Did you not know before you guys booked her?
No, not like that. You know, like I said, we figured people want to see her get up there and, you know, whatever.
That's because you're thinking, hey, big ass head, that's because you're thinking with your penis. That's why.
I'm thinking with my other big head.
Yeah, I'm telling you that right now. You're thinking with your penis too much. You got to be more of a businessman like Shaggy. Get the pistol out. You know,
I can't lie. I had plans on trying to hit it.
He had every intention of trying to hit that. That's what that was the first thing that came out of his mouth after it all happened was, dang, I guess I won't be tapping that tonight. But, you know, after I seen her, I was like, ew.
Shaggy's not even worried about the court case. He's worried about the fact that he wasn't able to get that ass that night. It's like, damn, ass is out of the question now.
Now, of all the gatherings that you guys have had, you know, and I've seen videos like Andrew WK up on stage, and he got pelted pretty good by the crowd. Was this worse than any other time?
No, man. Andrew W.K. got it worse. Bubba Sparks got it worse. Mm-hmm. A couple people got it worse and took it like champs, man.
Yeah. Now, has anybody ever walked out with, like, a raincoat on and just took it for a while and say, okay, get it out of your system, bitch. Let's go.
You know, I saw the footage. Maybe it was worse being there, but I saw plenty of the Tita Tequila footage, and there's people that got it a lot worse, man, that took it straight up and never ran to court or anything, especially meth, man. What? It was one thing, one item, you know? I mean, straight up, man, seriously, people have got it, been brutalized up there in the past. People that have turned on the audience and said, that's all you got. You know what I'm saying? People that have straight up challenged the audience, you know, got mad, went up there and lost their cool and straight up asked to be happy.
Well, when Method Man said F family when the Juggalos extended the olive branch, then that's on him. He's just a dumbass, period. He ain't no gangster, please.
And out of all the reports I've been reading about Method Man and everything, they don't make one mention of that. That he said all that.
Because
they act like it was all love and somebody just threw a beer bottle or whatever it was. Man, it was coming. It was, everybody was biting their nails anyway. They couldn't believe the stuff they were saying up there.
Well, you know, and so does that mean you guys have like beef with Meth and Red now, like officially? Like, are those guys that you hate now because of all this?
No, I don't want it to be like that. But I'm not going to sit back and let them diss us either. Right. You know what I mean?
How about who historically has done the best at a gathering that you thought, you know, may take a pelting, but really didn't?
It's got to be Vanilla Ice.
The Juggalos actually loved them. I mean, who's been the biggest one that you thought for sure was going to take it and didn't?
Vanilla Ice turns it out every year.
I mean, we don't book people with intentions on them getting it, you know? I mean, we book everybody with the best intentions, you know.
Right. Now, you booked Tequila because you wanted to get some booty, my friend. Don't even lie like you do.
Can I ask?
Them are good intentions. Yeah. I mean, that's good for both parties, no?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Can I ask how much money you guys paid for Tila Tequila to show up?
I'm not even sure. That's the truth. I'm not sure. You know, and the other thing is, you know, we don't do all that, like specifically me and Shaggy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got people.
Yeah, usually we try to go in there and talk to them before they go on, and if the artist doesn't have a clue where they're at, we try to give them a quick rundown, you know what I mean? And, you know, I don't think there was no saving Tila Tequila, though, but we probably could have maybe warn Method Man and Red Man a little bit about where they were or hip them up to it. But we figured they knew because we sent them a documentary on it. We told their tour manager all about it, what they were playing. We figured they knew, you know.
Anyway, ICP on the phone, Shaggy and Big Ass Head, my boy Violent J. Violent J, you don't get mad when I call you that, do you? Now I don't want the Juggalos to get mad at me.
I don't get mad because I know my head isn't really big.
Well, listen, I love you to death, but man, I mean, I got to set you straight on that one, kid. Your head's big ass. I mean, you got an 8 head. You got an 8 head.
My head.
I mean, you don't got a 4 head. You got an 8 head.
I got a big 4 head.
Now, you know what, though?
He uses a gallon of paint every night on that head.
I will say this. It is very cute now, though, isn't it? Obviously, somebody loves it. The Juggalos, and I love it as well. I don't want the Juggalos to think I'm being disrespectful to my boy.
It's cute. Yeah, please don't ever refer to my head as cute.
You got a big-ass cute head, my friend.
So what's next? Like, as far as the lawsuit goes, who are they going to sue? I mean, do they sue you guys personally? Are you guys responsible?
I believe she said the head of the Juggalos.
So go ahead, go get some hardcore son of a bitch.
I think you said the leader of the Juggalos. Yeah, or something.
Yeah, whoever that is, he's in big trouble. Yeah.
You guys need to go find the most hardest hardcore Juggalo to answer the charge.
Well, yeah, it's Juggalo Larry from St. Louis.
There we go. Juggalo Larry. Watch out,
Juggalo.
Watch out, Juggalo Larry. You got this money-grubbing bitch after you.
In a weird way, I think this is a blessing in disguise.
I think so, too, you know. I like being in the press. It keeps our name out there, you know what I'm saying? Even though we're going to end up having to pay hundreds of thousands just defending ourselves. I mean, I have no question we're going to win, but what sucks is paying all that money just to defend ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Just buy Shaggy some ammo, and he'll handle it his way, my friend. There'll be very little money exchanged.
That side, he'll get the money together. We don't worry about that.
That sideways gangster-ass 9mm that he cocks with his hat on. You know, that's how my boy rolls, Shaggy.
Now, would you be upset if you found out a juggalo on the street saw Tila Tequila and threw feces at her?
Now, Spice, they would never want.
No, I'm just. I mean, of course, they would never want it.
No,
but
they would be very. They would
that
be.
That would be very bad.
Of course,
they'd
right?
be.
You guys, they would be.
That would be horrible.
They would be traumatized. They would be traumatized. And I'm a spokesperson for ICP by saying they do not want that at all. Do not pick a big bag of poop and throw it on Tila Tequila ever.
Do not take a water balloon and fill it with urine
vomit,
and
or
toss
vomit,
it
or vomit
at her if you see
her. If you're in the bedroom with her, give her a hot Carl.
don't give her a hot Carl, a Cleveland steamer, none of that.
A ICP, brown necktie.
ICP is against all of that. They said nothing can, well, Shaggy doesn't say, but Violent J says nothing can be handled with violence. Shaggy J will put a pistol to your head if you owe him money on his washer and dryer. That's what he'll do. Anyway, guys, Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope Man, thank you guys so much for your time today.
Woo woo, much love, guys.